The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, this is full on discrediting. Just,
yeah. Hard to believe anyone under VP level would have this much disclosure. Well, how do you know I'm not working with a VP? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
He's just assuming. And okay, you realize there are more people than just VPs working on projects, especially a massive project that requires many teams. You think only VPs know about Apple Glass? Are we for real right now? Who do you think builds the fucking thing? You think all the VPs go to Foxconn in China and they're like, okay, guys, five guys in a room. Let's build this shit. We got to build millions. Fuck off. Thank you, Clean Feet. All right, here we go. It's recording. It's happening.
It's happening?
Yeah. This is the beginning. Here you go. It has begun. Byron, you're not happy. I know you're not happy. Dude. I'm not happy. Nobody's happy currently. Life is hard.
But we're unhappy for different reasons than the rest of the world, and ours are very petty and bitchy. But
yeah.
It's really hot, and I live in an old house, and John made me turn off my air conditioner.
Well, it's fucking loud.
I know.
And throughout the whole podcast, you just hear.
But now it's like 90 degrees in this office.
And do you know who has to cut that out and post?
I know you do.
Yes, it's me.
I wanted to get proof of this because I'd say it's old. My house is old that I live in right now. But to really understand how old this house is, I redid the floors in this office myself.
Yeah, like, handyman. Handyman Bart.
Yeah. So it had a shitty red carpet in it that I ripped out. And then underneath that carpet was a really, really like drug housey looking linoleum floor. So I tore that out. And then under that, for some reason, maybe to make it more comfortable because this is an old fucking house, it was lined with local newspapers.
Burn, take a breath. I can hear you. You get worked up. Somebody's going to get hurt. Okay, go ahead.
I'm also reliving the most physically draining day of my life as well. Because
this
was a horrible moment. Yeah, this was it.
Okay.
So under those newspapers, I have a picture on my phone of the dated newspaper.
Okay.
John, August 16, 1943. It literally...
Hey, the war's almost over.
No, dude. The headline...
Go
Americans
on.
Close in on Messina. Nazis piled slain Reds in long rows at a place that I don't know how to say.
Is that worth anything?
I mean, it's old. It's old. And
I wonder if that's worth something because that's a. I mean,
dude, that's how old this house is.
The company that printed that newspaper no longer exists, right?
Yeah, they're gone. The publication's gone.
Rest in spaghetti, never forgetty.
This is a fuck, man.
Yeah.
So I'm just hot. So you're hot. Sad.
You're hot. I'm hot too, but probably not as hot as you.
I'm already damp. Whatever. I'm not gonna bitch about the heat anymore. We're gonna do a nice normal recycle.
There's a lot of stuff happening. The world is on fire. Everything is on fire. I like this podcast is like somewhat of a time capsule. I can go back and listen and be like, oh yeah, this is what was happening. Yeah. Everything's on fire around us.
I feel like this podcast can also, it's a time capsule for us, but also we can exist in a little bit of a bubble, like give people a break from the madness.
Yeah. And everything's on fire right now. It's very unfortunate that it's a touchy subject. And if we talk about it, we get in trouble. And everyone's got their own opinion. Of course, we have opinions too that we probably shouldn't share. Either way, I feel like they don't need a couple more white guys telling them that racism is bad. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racism is bad. Everything's on fire. But this podcast is not.
You're right. The podcast is new and fresh.
enjoy the one thing not on fire.
Dude, we're so bad at this. Welcome to Recycle Bin.
Welcome to Recycle Bin. Sponsored by WeVPN, everybody. Woo!
Hey! Sponsor.
Okay. Go ahead, Burn.
Oh, I bought a new car recently. And for the first time in years, I have a car that has an aux port.
Okay.
I know, very futuristic. I'm a frugal motherfucker. Like, I don't
you,
just.
Oh my God, you are. It's the worst.
So, regardless.
But I have you an have always been. When we were all the way poor, like, you were frugal then, you're frugal now. Frugal wasn't even the right word for you.
I think that's the good
offensive
word for it.
Is what you are.
Offensively frugal. Yeah,
you're just offensive.
Well, my car has an aux port, and now I have to have like a dongle plugged into my Pixel because headphone jacks encourage. Am I right? Anyway, in order to change songs while I'm listening to Spotify safely in the car, I'm now wearing my Pebble again, which is exciting. No. The Pebble Time Steel is the best looking smartwatch that's ever existed, and it has like a 7-day battery life.
That's not true.
It's not the best.
No,
I like this watch.
They
so
don't
much.
Even make it anymore.
You're right.
Pebble was gone.
It went under in 2016.
Yeah, that's how great it is.
I like this watch so much. In like 2018, I bought a used Pebble Time Steel off eBay for like $150. Frugal, by the way.
Yeah, I would say that's frugal buying the watch that the company no longer exists.
Well, but it has a lovely fan-supported community.
When the company's gone, what do you do with it?
Well, I was going to say, it has a lovely fan-supported software community on Android. So the app used to be called the Pebble app, right? But now it's the company's called Rebel. So they just replaced the P with an R. It's actually amazing.
Shoot me.
No, it's great. They've taken it over. It's fully supported on Android 10, at least. It's even on iOS. You can do it all. So
what does it do?
Right now, my watch has weather, date, battery. I have us. No, weather as in like temperature. It's a smartwatch.
Okay.
I have control over my music. And it has like apps you can get. It even has a GPS function, but like, I don't care. I just want it for music. I like my smartwatches lightweight, dude. I don't want heart rate and things. If I want to have a heart attack, just let
me
have one.
Did you ever
have
an Apple Watch?
Yeah, I did when I had my iPhone 7.
Oh,
I had an Apple Watch series something.
2, maybe?
I think probably. I loved it. It was cool, but the thing with the Pebble, it doesn't have a touchscreen. It has hardware buttons.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Time out. Your Pebble smartwatch that has all these supported apps on it, weather and GPS and music capabilities, does not have a touchscreen.
And that's the best part of it.
What?
That's how it's able to fucking last for 7 days.
Are you and a caveman?
No, dude. It's the best because, okay, listen, you're driving along.
See, everybody, see what I meant? Offensive. He's offensively frugal.
You're driving along and you want to change the songs, but you're a safe driver. You don't want to look away from the road to be like, what song do I want to? You just press a button on the watch and it switches. Single button. One button press. Tim, that's not great.
It's not.
You're actually incorrect. Also, the buttons are very nice. They're like all chamfered. It's a beautiful watch.
So
custom watch faces. You can make your own watch faces.
So you don't want like an Apple Watch?
I'm very happy with. I mean, if I had an iPhone, I'd probably have an Apple Watch as well. But I love my Pebble.
Would your Pebble shitty timepiece work with iPhone?
Yeah, dude. The Rebel app has support for iOS.
What does it do? Can it get notifications at least?
Yeah, I when you were messaging me early about the podcast, I got them all on my wrist.
Oh, how fancy.
Yeah, dude, it's great. It's a minimalist smartwatch. It's great shit. I've ranted about this before, how I love the Pebble. Like, back when we were doing the Front Page Tech or FPT podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I've mentioned this a lot. I love Pebble watches.
Yeah, we did that for a long time. We did the FPT podcast for a couple years. It's over 100 episodes.
And I remember talking about that, like the difference or like my opinions on wearables and like how
I think.
You're gonna listen to our old episodes? How do you do that? By the way, how
I
do
don't.
You listen to
I
our
don't.
Old
but I'm gonna find it. It's available for us to find. So why not look?
There's a why, and then like should you is a better answer.
Burn. Speaking of us back in the day being poor and you the beginnings of you being offensively frugal.
Okay.
A friend from high school reached out to me recently, like in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. That I hadn't heard from since high school.
Yeah.
We were actually really, really good friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
And well, when would you say we were really good friends? Like 10th grade, maybe? 9th, 10th grade?
Yeah. I'd say around there. I'm kind of forgetting. It's just been so long. Almost 10 years.
He reached out and you remember my old website from high school? I had a website called Geek Basics, you know.
Fuck yeah, I remember that. I made fun of you for it and everything, like good friends did.
For the audience, in high school, I had a website called Geek Basics that had, I don't know what you call it. It was like a video tutorial website where anyone could upload videos. It was like a YouTube, but not, the way less cool. But I had shirts made. The first shirts ever.
Oh, I love these.
The first shirts ever. So I had people at high school buy them. I think I sold
I sold
like 20 something of them.
Uh-huh.
And it was like I couldn't front the cost, so I brought to school a clipboard.
Yeah, dude. Full on like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I brought a clipboard. It was like put your name down and the size of your shirt and give me the money and then I'll buy the shirts. That's how it went. Except something horrific happened.
That was a misprint.
Yeah, no, it was a miss. I did it, I think. the design I had made.
Oh,
the
you're
back,
right. Yeah.
Either the back or the front, I don't remember. It was supposed to say free online tech support 24/7. But I missed it in the design process, didn't see it. The printer missed it, didn't see it. Printed the shirts. And I got them. And I don't think I even saw it until I got to the school and gave everyone their shirts like 2 weeks later. Yeah. The back said free online tech support 24/7.
Yeah.
That's what it said. There was a typo on the back. So I had to give everyone their money back and everyone got free shitty t-shirts.
The best part about that, real quick, was that we already made fun of you for the website because that's just what mid-2000s high schoolers did. Like, oh, you're trying things and being like, look at you trying to like do stuff, you fucking idiot. We just make fun of him. And then
now everyone can suck a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I can also suck the fuck, but
but you are part of the fuck.
I'm part of the fuck. Anyway, you were saying.
Okay, so he still has the t-shirt. All of that was to tell you that he still has the t-shirt. It's got like holes in it and stuff. But he has like 5 different Geek Basics t-shirts that he still wears. He said it's still in his rotation.
That's crazy. I had mine up until like 2015 or something.
I don't have any.
The print just didn't last over like 10 years or however long it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy because he was just like, he said, so the reason he reached out is because he saw me on Forbes.
Yeah.
I think he was reading a Tom's Guide article that talked about me and he like sent me the article and he was reading Forbes and he saw me again. He's like, holy shit, dude, you're in Forbes. Forbes is writing about you and saying really great things about you. I was like, yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's not new for us, but
no, yeah, we've been
living
weird.
It's weird for like, I guess, you know, you haven't talked to me in years. You're just reading the news and you see my name. And so, like, 5 minutes into the conversation, he was like, dude, I still have all this stuff, and started sending me pictures of all his shirts. It was something special, a little
piece
of history.
You know what? I just realized. What? Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But this same friend, I talked to him close to, like, 8 months to maybe a year ago, and we were trying to make plans to hang out, and he fucking blew me off. So if you're listening to this, get back to me.
I mean, were you in Forbes?
No. I want to claim our t-shirts or your t-shirts back.
Yeah, I think I remember. He knows about Recycle Bin, so who knows, maybe he's listening.
Better listen to it.
Okay, so we got some voicemails today. We got some stuff. But before we jump into the stuff, bigger stuff, the sponsor, WeVPN. Listen, people. This is a challenge to all of you. I don't need to explain what a VPN does and why you should have it. I feel like, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, the challenge I have for you is whatever VPN you have, drop it. Try WeVPN. I know they're new and a lot of people are like, I don't know if I can trust them. The best way to figure out if you can trust them is just to try them. Drop your current VPN. Try these guys. If you don't have a VPN, now's your time. $2.49 a month. That's it.
Ridiculous.
That's not a special promo. That's not like a temporary, like, oh, if you listen to Recycle Bin, you get this special price. Nope, that's just it. That's just the price. That's what you pay. That's it. That simple. You can have 10 devices connected at once. It's totally encrypted. There's no logs saved on their end, which then saves costs for you because I don't got to store any of that shit. All your devices are covered. You can leave your current VPN right now. I'll leave a link down in the description below. It's wevpn.com/recyclebin. That's the name of the show. WeVPN is definitely the best VPN that I have personally used. I'll put my name on that. That's fine. I'll do that. It's also ridiculously fast. Like when you get a VPN, you would expect slower speeds than what you're used to. Nah. It's crazy stupid fast. Again, link down in the show notes. WeVPN.com/recyclebin. That's the show. Okay, Bern, you want to get into some voice emails?
Totes, man. Let's listen to them.
Okay, here we go.
Have you vetted these?
Yes, of course.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, here we go.
Always a good question.
Hey, John. It's Xavier from California.
Hello, Xavier.
And I was just wondering, where does the Apple Watch go next? Does it go completely bezel-less? Design change wrist. Finally? Or does it finally become thinner? Thanks.
I feel like all the voicemails are going to be like the 13-year-olds who started a YouTube channel, but they don't want their parents to hear them in the middle of the night. So they whisper. They're like this. Hey, Jonathan.
That's just how normal people talk on the phone.
What? People don't yell into the phone like this?
You know, we have a kind of a super, not to get off topic from the question, that was a good question, but we have a superpower in that we're comfortable with the sound of our own voices. Normal people don't have that luxury. Like, for me, it was a little bit after, it was way after you had already gotten used to it, but it took me a few months of hearing myself continuously to actually like be like, ugh, or like to not be like, ugh, you know, because when you first hear your own voice, you're like, fuck, I sound like that? Why do people even listen to me?
Well, now, to me, you know how like your voice sounds different in recordings than it does in your head?
Mm-hmm.
My voice doesn't. It all sounds the same to me now.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah, like it sounds different and gross at first, but then you get used to it.
Way too used to it. Anyway, Apple Watch, where's it going?
It should be just better than it is now. That's like it just,
yeah,
you know.
So Apple kind of like, they kind of fucked themselves pretty hard with the Apple Watch because
it's kind of perfect in a lot of ways.
But they got it there so quick. Like,
yeah.
You know, it started and it was just like an accessory to, it still is kind of an accessory to your iPhone. To answer your question of where is it going, that's where it's going, to be less dependent on your iPhone and be able to do more things separately from your phone, be less of an accessory. But it started out that way. It was like a glorified notification machine. That's all it did.
Like my Pebble.
Like your Pebble. It started out as a Pebble.
Yeah.
But like in such a short amount of time, it looks great. Short amount of time, no pun intended. It looks great. It does a lot of health features. Like I talked about, either later this year or next year, they're integrating mental health features into Apple Watch. They can detect panic attacks and all sorts of stuff. It's crazy. That's the future. Wearables are the future. People like, we're all focused on, you know, what's the next phone going to look like or what's it going to do? But the phones don't matter. Those little glass pucks that we carry around, those aren't the future.
You know, hot take, I could see the Apple Watch not transitioning, but adding a lot more functionality when Apple's AR glasses eventually come out. Apple Glass.
Yeah, Apple Glass.
Having a more like, not tracker-like functionality, but like ways to improve that experience.
Uh-huh.
Because like we've mentioned in the past, and you've definitely mentioned, is that like Apple Glass will rely heavily on the surrounding sort of accessories to it, the iPhone and Apple Watch. So I could see that having a lot of improved functionality there.
Dude, speaking of Apple Glass, have we done a podcast since we released that big mammoth of an episode?
I don't think we've done anything since we released that episode.
Dude, so much controversy over that shit. It made me I dipped out from Twitter. I turned it off. I was like, It has been insane. We got Mark Gurman coming out publicly saying that it's complete fiction. Complete fiction.
Damn. Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he put out a tweet and was like, do I even need to say that all the Apple Glass reporting this week was complete fiction? And so that caused a big stir. And for context here, Mark Gurman has said I was wrong before. He said I was wrong about the iPhone SE date, the 15th. He said I was wrong before, so it's fine. So I just like, I think everyone expected me to be shitty towards him, and I was respectful. I said, hey, listen, I really respect what you do. I'll see you next year, because he thinks that they're coming out in 2022. I think they're coming out in 2021 next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, see you next year. So there's a whole like, there's a website called Apple Track that takes like all of the Apple leakers and keeps track of their track record, mm-hmm. the percentages they've been correct. And they created a whole page about this, about like, you know, Mark Gurman says this, but John says this. And I think on Apple Track, my accuracy percentage is like 2% higher than Mark Gurman.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but like, it'll be interesting. I'm confident in the report. And it was sort of corroborated by, who came out? DigiTimes. They put out a report like 3 or 4 days after our episode came out about Apple Glass,
mm-hmm.
saying that manufacturing was going to start, I think, at the end of this year, and so they would be ready by 2021. It's been crazy. Steve Trotton Smith, I think that's how you say his name. He has me blocked on Twitter. A lot of these people there's been a lot of people. Not Mark Gurman. He follows me. We're cool. But there are a lot of people that came out against this report and was like, he's just making it up, he's lying. They have questions about the report, but they also they've blocked me on Twitter, so any of the questions that they do have, I cannot answer any of their questions. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, these are professional, I'm using air quotes, journalists.
Mm-hmm.
You have questions, but you're blocking the person that's given the report that can answer your questions. It's really ridiculous. And they don't have any sources. They are admitting that they don't have any sources. They're just totally cool saying, no, it's bullshit, John's lying. Which is kind of, you would think by now, that's kind of a silly stance to take, to just assume that I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's a little against the sort of the vibe of what's been happening.
That's what
it's kind of wrong.
Okay, people have been doing this for months. Early on, I get it. But still, to just be like, hey, he's making it all up. Like, this happened where, 2 months ago or something like that, I put out the currently scheduled for WWDC was like AirTags, over-ear headphones, and MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. And so people are like, okay, well, that's what we can expect at WWDC. But then like a couple weeks later, I had tweeted, next month we're getting a 13-inch MacBook Pro refresh. And people were like, okay, you're lying. You've given us two different scenarios. Of course, one of them might be right, but you said that MacBook was coming at WWDC, and now you're saying it's coming next month. Which is it? You're making this stuff up at this point. Of course, the following month, we got the exact 13-inch MacBook Pro refresh I said was coming.
Yeah.
And now, today, a report from Mark Gurman says that Apple's going to be announcing their ARM Max at WWDC in a couple weeks. And so then I put out a tweet today. It was like, remember how everyone said, Neil, I was making this stuff up about how it didn't make any sense, how they would have a MacBook Pro, you know, 1 month, and then a month later, more MacBook mm-hmm. Pro stuff at WWDC. So that's what's happening. It's silly to be like, to just assume that I'm lying and just completely dismiss it. But whatever, it's not me. It's not. I don't have to look bad at the end of the day. In fact, Steve Trotton Smith said, I'd laugh at all the Apple rumors floating around, but people are actually taking this stuff seriously. Maybe Apple's tactic this year is to flood the media sphere with nonsense to drown out actual reporting. This is about my Apple Glass report. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe anyone under VP level would have this much disclosure. So that's it. Doesn't want to know what my sources were, who they are.
Full-on discrediting.
Hard to believe anyone incorrect. Under VP level would have this much disclosure. Well, how do you know I'm not working with a VP? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
He's just assuming. And, okay, you realize there are more people than just VPs working on projects, especially a massive project that requires many teams. You think only VPs know about Apple Glass? Are we for real right now? Who do you think builds the fucking thing? You think all the VPs go to Foxconn in China and they're like, okay, guys, five guys in a room, let's build this shit. We got to build millions. Fuck off. Like, it just makes no sense that they're just completely, we'll see in a year. It's just, it's cool. If you don't trust me or you question the report, that's totally cool. I just think
question the report.
Yeah, I just think it's silly to just completely dismiss it as if I'm lying.
And then block you and then cease communication or potential like answering of questions.
Like, what do we have to gain from me lying about any of this stuff? First of all, we are too far in at this point to say that I'm lying about sources. We're too far in. We've done this too many times. Rinse and repeat. But what, I think we talked about this on the last show. We've been doing this for like 8 goddamn years. Why would I lie now and fuck it all up?
We would have picked a really weird hill to die on.
Ugh, it makes no sense.
You know what, Jaren? You need to cool down with a nice cup of voicemail from the fans.
You're right. All right. Let's go to the next one.
G'day, lads. It's Dwayne here from Melbourne, Australia.
That's satisfying.
For the new listeners, I'm just wondering, where does Jaren, Burn, and the Toilet Squad come from? Thanks, boys.
Okay, interesting question. I think we've answered this throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the answer. Jaren and Burn. Well, I think... Burn, did you start calling me Jern first? This was before Front Page Tech. This was just...
See, the issue is it's very muddied because we're morons and we talk like that in real life to each other.
Yeah. So we've been best friends for years throughout school and all that other stuff. And maybe it was after we graduated was when you started calling me Jern, but it was before Front Page Tech.
It was.
And I started calling you Burn. So Jern and Burn has been around for years, but the Toilet Squad thing, is from...
That's only a couple years old now, I'd say.
Yeah, it was just a... Maybe if it's even a couple of years. Oh, yeah, maybe it is. It was just I made a joke about how people watch on the toilet because, of course, they do. And then the audience made it stick and started calling themselves a Toilet Squad. So
meme culture is real strong.
Yeah. So that's where Jaren and Burn came from. And that's where the Toilet Squad came from. I'm satisfied.
Can I just say that I'm so happy that we get voicemails from people all over the world. Like, what a lovely voice from Melbourne. Like, it's. I prefer everybody's don't mock people.
That wasn't I'm trying to do the accent.
It's okay.
An Australian accent is the best accent.
I prefer everybody's accent in the world against the American accent. I feel like we are from the land of just nothing. And then everyone else has such lovely dynamic voices.
Like if I could pick which accent I had, I would say like a British.
But then picking out of like a basket.
Yeah, but above that, more than a British one, I want an Australian accent. I feel like there's no dumb Australians. They all sound crazy intelligent, smarter than me, smarter than any American. And it's just, if you talk like that, you're just, oh yeah, he's a genius every time.
You know, I've been watching a lot of travel YouTube channels just because they're fun and like real comfy. One of my favorite channels
is because you're
frugal
and you're not going to travel, so you're just going to watch these channels.
Yeah, that's it. I've been watching a channel abroad in Japan, and he's British living in Japan, but he has a friend who he's Japanese, but he learned English in the UK.
Oh.
So when he speaks English, it's a little, he has his Japanese accent, but the English he speaks is. Like England or English from like England.
I can't even my brain can't put that together.
It's
I can't
a
figure
very
out what
interesting
like.
Combination, and it's really I just fuck language is
that.
Cool, man. Yeah, no, it's well, I prefer that you speak English a little more fluently. It's probably better for the podcast.
All right, okay. Next voicemail. Yep.
Hey, John. This is Quiles. I'm from Venezuela, and I live in the Knoxville area,
awesome,
in East Tennessee. I was wondering if the AR glasses will be able to play games out of the box. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Whoa, that's a really interesting question.
Speaking of calling from all over the world. Oh, by the way, if you guys do want to call, there's a number for that. Excuse
there
us
is.
A lot. 404-913-4226 is the number that you can call to leave us a voicemail and be on the show. Can't guarantee that you'll be on the show. There's hundreds of voicemails that we go through every week.
We try to find good ones, though.
Yeah,
so.
Do not text the number. Don't text it. People are still texting it. We don't read the text messages. If you want on the show, call the number, leave us a voicemail. Try to keep it around 30 seconds, and you might end up on the show.
Yeah, and we do vet the ones, and we try to find the ones that give good conversational points.
Yeah.
So
You all.
That's also a great question.
Yeah. So from
there
what
has
I
to
know,
be games.
Well, from what I know, that's not the focus of the AR glasses.
Yeah.
So probably not. But we are getting an AR VR headset from Apple.
Okay.
That is, you know, that is the focus, you know, gaming and stuff like that. Apple Arcade. That's completely separate from the AR glasses. This is like a full-on headset, AR VR headset from Apple. And that'll do the games that you want. Burn, I have a confession.
Is this another horrific sandwich recipe?
No. No. By the way, I still fucking get tweets about that.
You should,
and
you monster.
YouTube comments talking about my fucking banana sandwich. Assholes.
Banana mayo sandwich. Don't make it sound normal.
Okay.
Just a banana sandwich.
All right. My confession is, I have never tried VR.
You know, I haven't tried good VR either. I just haven't been in a position to.
What do you mean? You haven't
tried
good VR. What bad VR have you tried?
When I worked at Best Buy, I used to demo the... Oh, I forget the name of it now. Is it the Galaxy VR? I forget the name now. The Samsung headset. I used to demo that a lot and got real used to that. It's fine, but I haven't tried like Oculus or Vive or anything like that.
You know, I feel fucking stupid.
Okay.
Because so we used before HTC was, I don't know what they're doing now. Before they were like
living.
Yeah, before they were just out there in the ether doing HTC shit when people cared about them. We actually worked with them. They sponsored us. Uh-huh. And at the time, we wanted an HTC 10. I think that was the phone that was out.
Uh-huh.
And so they did a campaign with us called the Power of 10 or something like that. And we fucking ran ads for that phone. But the team that got me in contact with the HTC 10 team was the Vive team, the AR the VR headset. So I literally had to talk to the VR team to get in touch with the phone team. And that is a decision I highly, highly regret. Because fuck that phone. Why didn't we get a Vive?
You know what? I blame you for that. Yeah, you are dumb. I'm so hot.
Dude, I'm getting hot over here too, but you
know. Fuck you. At least you had like the air on all day in your apartment.
You could have.
I wasn't upstairs,
you frugal
man.
Motherfucker. Turn it on. You're going to go upstairs at some point. Turn the thing on.
You're getting more angry than I am.
But you're just like, I just sat down for the podcast and I just turned on the air conditioning just now.
But that's wasteful to have it on in a room you're not in.
No,
that's
it's
crazy.
Not because you're going up there and it's hot as two dicks. It's your fault that you're hot.
Okay. I'll take blame for it. Fine. Whatever.
It's your fault. Okay. All right. Next question.
Jordan Byrne, this is Carlos from Tallahassee.
Holy shit!
That was so loud. I'm so sorry, audience.
I need to turn my volume down.
For the editor, Jern. Don't turn that down, please.
I am going to turn my volume down and then play that again. Okay, here we go.
Jordan Byrne, this is Carlos from Tallahassee, Florida. I absolutely love iPhones and iOS. However, I went back to Android recently. Because iOS doesn't have true multitasking. There's no, you know, split screen or window in window. My question is that going to happen? And if so, when? Because that's really the only thing that's keeping me from going back to iPhone. I use true multitasking every day. You know, again, window in window and split screen. So thank you and have a good day.
Okay.
Interesting. They'll never do it.
Going back up.
They'll never do it. They'll never find a way to make it look the way they want it to look, and they'll never do it. They'll never just half-ass it, because when that first came out, like Samsung kind of half-assed it. It wasn't that good all the time. You know, like when it was first a feature in Android phones, it was just a Samsung thing. They'll never do it. Apple's too stringent on quality and like...
I mean, we have multitasking-ish on iPad.
That's not the same.
I guess if we were going to see anything like that, we might see it on like the Pro Max phones first.
The biggest screen, and probably not ever the smaller screen.
I haven't heard anything about that yet, though.
Yeah. That's so interesting that people use that regularly, like multitasking.
That's what I was going to bring up, that it's interesting that people give a shit and that use that.
It makes sense that there's a customer for everything, but I'm just not the type of person. I never need
so much stuff to do and like a little display in your hand.
I so. like I work on my computer, like we work from home, and I never really even have like windows side by side very often. You know, I'm a single window man.
Yeah, I mean I do, but I still have my ultra wide. I still use my ultra wide.
Even when I had mine, it wasn't a big deal. The only real reason I have two monitors is so I can throw some fucking shit on the second one to watch while I'm playing a game I'm bored with.
Yeah, real I just exciting. I mean, I get that people do it, but even when I had what was my last Samsung phone, like the S8 or something? S8, what was it? S8 Plus?
S8 Plus or S8 Edge Plus or whatever.
It was S8, the big one.
Stupid naming convention.
I didn't use it. I mean, I used it once to take a screenshot and send to Brian, like, look, I can watch a YouTube video and message you.
And then you've never done it.
Yeah.
Well, good on you though, Carlos.
Yeah, I definitely haven't heard about it. Like, if that's something that you really need, if that's a feature you want, you're not going to get it in iOS. At least
not for a while.
Yeah, not that I know of. Watch, it'll come out in 2 weeks at WWDC.
Can I just say before we do another voicemail, I like the dynamic of our podcast now, where it's us infighting and yelling at each other, and then we go, okay, question.
All right, here's the next question.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. All right, next question.
Hi, boys. This is Mark from Oklahoma. I just had a quick question. I saw your leak about the Apple event, and you said that the ultimate goal is to cut out Beats entirely. I have Power Beats, so would it be wise for me to upgrade to the Power Beats Pro or get a set of Apple AirPods? Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Okay, so
this is interesting coming from like the direction of headphones in an argument like that.
So
I need to make a sweeping statement here.
Yeah, I feel like I was clear about this enough, but when I say they're going to phase out Beats means exactly that, phase it out. It doesn't mean that it's gone this year.
Cut support or anything like that.
Yeah. In order to phase them out, they have to almost replicate the lineup, the product lineup that Beats has. And we're slowly getting there. I mean, we started with AirPods. Then we got AirPods Pro. Now we're getting the over-ear headphones. Then later on in the year, we're getting AirPods X, which is like the equivalent to Beats X. I think that's what it's called. They're like dedicated for like running and sports. So as you can see, like they're slowly building a lineup. And the big thing that I think happened, because a lot of people are like, why would they buy Beats if they plan to phase them out? They bought Beats in 2013, 2014?
It was a while ago, yeah.
The AirPods weren't out yet, and they definitely didn't expect the success that they had with AirPods.
Like, they didn't just buy Beats and go, well, shit, we don't need this anymore, and throw it in the trash. Like, I'm sure they learned a ton from, you know, working with the Beats people and, you know, like, a lot of knowledge in AirPods from Beats, I'm sure.
Here, let me ask Siri.
What?
How much did Apple pay for Beats?
Here's Apple and BioDilemma.
You fucking... You don't know how to do anything. How much did Apple pay for Beats? Google.
Can you just... Okay, thank you for Googling it.
Yes, I'm going to Google it. Okay, so they paid $3 billion.
It's a lot of money.
They make $12 billion with a B dollars from AirPods alone.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that brand is... AirPods are the most popular wireless earbuds on the market.
And
just like
from
that.
Your experience, they're pretty good, right?
Okay, yeah, so the regular AirPods are good. I think they're great. I actually just got AirPods Pro.
Really?
Yeah, I thought I told you.
Oh, yeah, you didn't I got AirPods. Tell me nothing.
So I recently just got AirPods Pro. They're right here. That's the case closing. I fucking clenchers. Love these things. I love them a lot. Do they sound the best? I mean, no. If you're looking for the absolute best in terms of sound quality for wireless earbuds or whatever, there's a bunch. Sony makes great stuff. A lot of people make great stuff. There's stuff that are cheaper than AirPods and AirPods Pro that sound better.
Yeah.
It's the complete package of like, it sounds good. The noise canceling is good. The convenience is great.
Yeah.
Like, it just it does all the things really well. It's such a simple product, and it does it all well, and it's really reliable, and I really like it. And because of that, AirPods are the most popular wireless earphones, earbuds there are.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see how now, as Apple sees how successful AirPods have been, they're no longer like an experiment. And I'm pretty sure Apple themselves, since my report came out, they've an executive has literally said publicly, you know, we plan on Beats is a strong brand and will remain around, or something like that. So, you know, executive talk. But once the product lineup is almost replicated on the AirPods side, especially, it seems like they're going all in on the AirPods branding. Like, for the over-ear headphones, I reported that they're going to be called AirPods Studio. And then later on in the year, like I said, AirPods X. So they're just sort of replicating that product lineup. And then later on down the road, when they sort of have all the lineup that they need, that's when you'll start to see Beats, you know, slowly being phased out. I'm not saying that you're not going to see any more new Beat stuff. I'm pretty sure we just got new Power Beats like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this is going to happen over time. So, like, if you're wondering, you know, should I buy Beats? Like, I was going to buy these. Should I buy? Yeah, just buy them now. They're not going anywhere this year or next year. It's going to take time. And remember how I was talking about leaks, that, you know, information that I have burned, that I'm just like, it's too far away, so why talk about it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of those things, because it just confuses people. Like, this is way, way down the line. And we'll have to see a lot more from AirPods before, you know, we're done with Beats.
Makes sense.
Okay, that's the answer. That was a long answer. Here you go.
Hi, my name is James. I'm from New Jersey. I just wanted to ask, when are you going to start your podcast YouTube channel? Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah,
I'm confused.
So he's asking when we're going to start a YouTube channel for Recycle Bin. I mean, we have one.
We just don't use it.
Yeah, we have one, but we've never uploaded to it. And Recycle Bin used, like, when it first came out, we did it. We live streamed it on YouTube. The thought of that terrifies me now. Like, live streaming an hour long podcast on YouTube. There's just stuff that I like to have control over and be able to edit out.
Yeah. And I've learned, I mean, obviously, we know that we're kind of lazy fucks.
Yeah.
But we've definitely learned that if we want to be able to do stuff and on a semi consistent schedule, it needs to be as easy as possible for us.
Yeah.
This is what you're looking at that. Like, otherwise, you're not going to get it.
And
if it's any harder to do.
And so that's the interesting thing is, like, so for Recycle Bin, we wanted another outlet because we sort of feel limited on YouTube and with, at least with our show. And so I like that it's completely off YouTube. It's audio only. It's a completely different format. I really like that. I personally really like that. I don't want there to be a video version. I'm not saying that we'll never do a video version. But I don't.
If you shook the magic eight ball, it would be like, I don't fucking know, lol.
And I was worried about, you know, since it's audio only, that people wouldn't listen. But it's doing way better than I thought it was going to do. So you know,
it's doing good enough.
Yep. Don't keep doing it. So to answer your question,
don't hold your breath.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hello, Jern. My name is Quinn. I'm from Southern Utah, Cedar City. Just one question. What made you want to start Front Page Tech? That's something I've always been curious to know. What's the drive? What was the original drive behind it? Anyways, no good day. Thanks.
God, I can't
classic
even.
Classic question.
Well, see, I feel like it's easier for other YouTubers to answer, but we've been doing it for so fucking long. It's like, we're like, you know, Jern, wow, that's weird. When you started Front Page Tech, you were kind of a different person than you are now. Like, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, I hate everything now.
You're jaded.
That's basically what happened.
What was your motivation before? Could you actually tap into that? Like, do you actually know?
I think that's the coolest thing about Front Page Tech is that it hasn't actually changed. I mean, like, the show has changed, we've changed, but the reason it exists hasn't changed. And it was 2013 when it started. So, well, started like conceptualizing everything in 2012 because it came out in January of 2013. And the motivation was just that it was everything was fucking boring, and I wanted it to be not that way. I wanted it to be fun. I wanted to be able to make a fun show because at the time there were some YouTubers doing tech stuff, but it was like just reading. They were just like reading articles that other people wrote, and why do that?
It wasn't very fun.
And a lot of things were transitioning. Like a lot of people were doing less reading because if you really cared, if you wanted the news, you could just get it in a headline or a tweet and just be done with it. You didn't need to read the whole article. So that's basically what Front Page Tech was. It was like a reason to watch. Yeah. Because I don't hope to like break the news. Well, that has changed.
Yeah, a little bit different now.
Well, the original plan was not to be the one breaking the news and be the first time you heard the information. I wanted you to, whether it was your first time hearing the information or you had already heard it, you still were interested in watching the show or like waiting for the episode to come out and hopping on it when it came out because it's fun. And so that was the original motivation. It sort of shifted into still doing that and making it fun, but then sharing more opinion stuff and putting more of myself in the show. And now it's at a weird point where it's just like, you know, we were doing a show once a week and it's just complete. We're just dropping bombs once a week.
That
is just covered for the rest of the week. I mean, we just talked about all the controversy that surrounded just that
Apple Glass episode.
It's been absolutely insane. So the original plan wasn't to break the news, but that has happened.
Here we are.
Yeah.
I think another interesting thing to look at is not only like what you wanted to do with the show, but kind of why you wanted to make a show at all. And that's something I don't think we talk about very often is that like, I would count both of us in this, but you more so is that like, you're just you wanted an outlet to make stuff. And like, like if we look back at a timeline in terms of us wanting to make content for the internet, it was like, it's been kind of nonstop since like 2012.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was like skits, wanting to do skits, or like we had a podcast idea for a while and then it eventually evolved into Front Page Tech. Like it was, you know, so like I think we were just kind of trying to find that outlet and you just happened to really hone it in. I mean, I'll take credit for the name, but you really honed it in.
I mean, to see how that has happened, like, so I had been making stuff. I mean, we just told you about my website in high school. I had been making YouTube videos in high school that were like magic related.
I wrote a book.
Yeah, I wrote a book. I can't think of any other things that I guess I did. Like the Geek Basics YouTube channel had some tech stuff on it. But after we graduated, Brian and I and this other friend, we wanted to make stuff online. The first thing that we like put together, we went out, we bought a kitchen table and like some microphones, some shitty $30 microphones. We bought three of them. They were Samson microphones. I remember that.
Real quick, not to interrupt, but I remember to look professional and to look cool, we set up monitors that weren't plugged into anything.
Yeah. So
we painted a wall, painted a logo on.
We have footage of this. I have all the footage.
We got to watch that. I was just talking about this to a family member that like how lazy I was as a kid in high school. We painted a room.
This
a
was
specific
after
color
high school.
We wanted. Oh, you're right. Well, around that age, whatever. When I was younger, I was really lazy and I wanted to emphasize that. So I mentioned that when we painted a room, I painted around the drapes in your room.
Yeah. And you didn't like paint near the floor. It was this whole thing. It was like a corner of the room that wasn't finished. Yeah. But yeah, we painted the wall and then put the logo on the wall. And then we put a kitchen table. I already had a camera now there's like cam links and shit like that, capture cards. At the time, what we had done.
What the fuck did we fucking do?
What we had done was we took. So I had a Canon T3i, I think.
Yeah, that was a T3i.
Put it on a tripod that was stacked on top of books and shit because it wasn't high enough.
I remember that, yeah.
And I mean, it might have even been stacked on VHS tapes. I don't really remember.
I remember how we did it now. With the connection to the computer.
So, yeah, so Canon had software where you could control the camera, not use it as a webcam, But yeah, you could plug it into the computer, and there was like a 3 second delay. It was bad.
Yeah.
And all of that software, all that did was like it would help you focus the camera. You could hit record on the camera.
You had a viewfinder too.
Yeah, there was a viewfinder, a big square, like rule of thirds on it. It was not for showing. It was literally just software to control the camera. And we used a program called ManyCam.
Yeah.
That would like emulate a webcam, geez. And it would capture the computer monitor. So we would capture the computer monitor that showed the viewfinder of the camera. And that's how we streamed it on like Ustream. I think that's what it was.
It was Ustream.
We had
a
terrible connection. It was awful. It's so bad. All of this is documented. We have like home videos. I wish there was a place to put all this stuff. We have home videos of like the entire process.
Yeah.
Pictures of it. It's like, it's a whole thing. The furthest we got was we made a trailer to like announce it on Facebook that we're going to do. It was going to be like a call-in show every week or something. It was like a late night show.
Man.
Yeah. And then that turned into, we started doing skits, short films. For like a few months,
it was a long journey.
Yeah, it was fun. But Front Page Tech, I loved the idea. Like, so I've always been quote unquote creative, and I like making stuff. And while I do enjoy making the like the skits and stuff, they took so long, and I liked idea of like a show that you just could watch every day.
Yeah, yeah,
and I remember the like in my head, one of the coolest things was being able to say, see you tomorrow. Like, I don't know why, but that line was cool that like I was just going to be in their life again tomorrow. And that was the thing. Now we don't do it daily, but still. so like being able to create a show, a daily show like that was really appealing to me. And so it was like a place that I wanted to make stuff. I loved tech stuff and wanted to make a tech news show because tech news was boring. And also I wanted to be able to say I put something out every day. And then this happened.
Here we are.
We did that for 5 years and nobody watched.
It's funny to think that if we did skits now, I think they would do a lot better. Like they'd actually be really well received just because of,
yeah,
like, you know, we kind of exist more now.
We put, yeah, a little bit. We put, for a while, you and I would put extra work in, like we would do little skits to put in the Front Page Tech episodes. Remember?
Oh yeah.
We used to replicate music videos.
We recreated a whole fucking Phil Collins thing.
Uh-huh. We would do little skits and stuff.
Whoa.
I dressed up as Batman for a while, and we did like Batman for a while. Episodes. Yeah.
For like 7 of the 8 years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's your answer. I don't know. That wasn't an
Sorry.
Answer.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay.
Hi guys, this is Jeff. I'm speaking from Dubai, so sending love from here. Just had a question. I mean, since you do mention credibility being super important, are you ever worried that you're going to put out something that's wrong and then later having to temper expectations of people? If yes, how do you think you would probably temper that expectation just from a leak that is unrealistic? Again, love your show. Great to do 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Take care, guys. Keep being what you're doing.
Oh, that's very nice.
Dude, all over the world today.
That's awesome, yeah.
From Dubai,
answer his question.
Say?
Yeah, Dubai. We fear that every day. Yeah. Every day we're going to report something wrong. It's horrific.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress. But so I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, but we'll always, you know, focus on credibility, and that's always the goal. I don't think I'm untouchable and that like I can't get anything wrong ever.
I do. Okay. Kidding.
I know like the audience uses that as a meme. I mean, I have a good track record, but it's not like I haven't been wrong before. And so no, like even now, so we had that toilet paper scale for a while. Like if I was tweeting a leak, I would tweet a roll. I would tweet 1 through 5 rolls of toilet paper to show how reliable that source has been. So if the source has only given me correct information every time when I tweeted out information from them, it would get 5 rolls of toilet paper. And I never tweeted anything that was less than that because I was too worried of sharing the wrong information. And so now a lot of people are like, where's the toilet paper scale? It's because I got too scared of tweeting anything other than five rolls. So just assume that if I tweeted it, I'm pretty confident in it because I'm too worried about being wrong and fucking it up.
Which I guess fear is a good motivator in this regard. Like, yeah. So you're getting good shit from us.
Yeah. I mean, he mentioned like trying to temper people's expectations with a leak. I don't want to, you know, put something out and then backtrack on it. I don't want to do that and then be like, oh, maybe don't believe this all the way. If I tweet it, I'm already confident in it and I've already had that internal struggle. So,
right.
That's a good question, though. It was. That was a good question. All right, next one.
This is Joshua from California. I wanted to ask, what are the benefits and motivating factors in doing a tech podcast for yourself and other YouTubers? Does it create a sense, a source of revenue in some way, or help drive views towards the YouTube platform? Are there other perks and benefits? Thanks for the great content.
Okay, I don't know. Did you hear all that?
Yeah, yeah. What are the benefits to us and other tech YouTubers for doing a tech podcast?
Can't really speak to other people, but...
Well, yeah. Well, I can speak to a general point that, I mean, I'm sure it's becoming common knowledge, but guys, podcasts make a lot of money. Like, this isn't even about tech. Like, just in general, podcasting is a very lucrative field.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I think someone had done, like, in the wake of some certain YouTube drama involving a certain Daniel and Ethan.
Yeah,
I had seen numbers somewhere that Ethan can expect, or H3 podcast can expect to make like $20,000 an episode or something insane like that.
I think it's more. I think it's like $50,000.
Regardless,
that's a lot.
Really think about how much money that is. You know, so like, it's a very lucrative business, and that is definitely a motivating factor for a lot of people.
Yeah,
it definitely is a factor for us, but I think the bigger one is just the creative freedom we have here versus on YouTube.
Yeah, so it's interesting for us because, we sort of touched on it about how, you know, right now it's audio only, and the goal with the podcast, with our podcast at least, isn't necessarily to reach a new, broader audience. Like, we're not, especially on Apple Podcasts and other platforms, there's not like a YouTube algorithm where people are searching for a thing and then they look for the thing and they find a brand new podcast. We sort of make this show literally just for the existing audience to get more of us. Yeah.
It's a way for us to interact with you guys differently. That's really all it is. Yeah.
I mean, Front Page Tech episodes are what, like 10 minutes long. They're really streamlined. And I feel like that format is really strict. So I like the podcast where it's just an hour long of us. You get to see that we're humans, and it's fun that you call in and we answer your questions, and there's interaction that way. Because other than that, we don't have an outlet for that, and so that's why we do it. We do it for you and the existing audience, and to just give you more of us, and also money. Like right now, go ahead.
Money is definitely there, but it's definitely like, you know, kind of like in the order you listed. Also, it's like also money.
I mean, we started this podcast without money.
Yeah.
And we've made more podcasts for $0 than we've made it for any money. So,
right. It's really almost like a sort of relaxation for us, honestly. Like, it's a way for us to kind of relax and decompress from the strictness of the show.
Yeah. And, so right now, Studio 71, we're in talks with them. So in the next few weeks, they'll get this show. Nothing changes about this. Like in fact, part of the deal was that we didn't want to give up creative control. They offered to edit the show for us. They edit shows for other people. And we said, no, we want to edit it and all that other stuff. There's really like, they don't need to approve the episodes before they go out. That is strictly like they're basically taking control of the ads. So instead of us working and talking with brands to get ads, they just do it for us. So they take that weight from us and
exactly.
That's it. So there's a lot of like just in recycle, and Studio 71 has been trying to get this show for like 2 years. They have been asking us
for this show,
and we have just now come to a deal where, you know, everyone's happy. Like, for example, they wanted us to put it on Facebook and on YouTube in video form. And we were just like, no, we don't want to do that. And
so we didn't.
Yeah. It took us 2 years to be like, no, we're still going to do whatever we want. And you either you accept it or not. Mm-hmm. And so we're not willing to give up like creative control over that stuff. But I think now, just now, we're finding a balance where we really enjoy making the show. It's the type of show that we want to make. Like, I don't dread making
really
the show.
Is. No.
We used to dread making podcasts because it was like every other tech podcast ever. We'd have to gather topics, be like, okay, what news are we going to talk about? And a lot for me changed with this show when we did call-ins and we just did voicemails.
It's great. And I'm sure much to your like dismay, every time you ask me like, okay, you got your topics to talk about? I'm like, yeah, nothing. Yeah. I come in here every day or every time blank slate. All I have today is rage about the Heat. That's it.
Yeah.
It's great.
So it's finally the show we want to make. And we're in a position now where there's tens of thousands of you listening to the show every week. And that allows us to bring in some more advertisers. And like, there's a bunch of stuff we said no to because we don't want, I hate to like say this about other podcasts, but there are a lot of other podcasts that are just vehicles for ads and they just talk around the ads. And we didn't want to do that. We want to maintain our show and just do a couple ads during the show. And I think just now we're getting to a balance where we're finally happy with the show we're making. And we're going to be able to monetize it in a way that we don't feel like sellouts and it feels natural and fun.
And, you know, in a way, like podcasting feel to me personally, like podcasting feels kind of like a remnant of old internet in a sense.
Mm,
like,
yeah,
because right now we can just do whatever the fuck we want, say what we want, whatever. And if we really wanted to commercialize it like more mainstream podcast, it loses that sort of homegrown feel in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
I like the more loose nature of it, just a bullshitting, whatever. If I'm talking in your ear right now as you're driving to work, that's insane. I'm so sorry, but it's awesome.
Yeah. It is really cool. And like, you know, just being able to hear from them all over the world, like they are listening to us right now in all sorts of places, doing all sorts of, maybe you're doing the dishes, maybe just chilling in bed, maybe falling asleep to this show.
Like, I'm not keeping an actual like note of this, but in this episode alone, we have people from the United States, Australia, Venezuela,
Dubai,
and there was another one.
I forget. Sorry.
Oh, I don't count Florida as part of the US, but so Florida. I'm kidding. But really though, guys,
yeah,
get your shit together.
I mean, for me, Burn, podcasts are my favorite form of content. I love long form content. It's what I prefer to watch and listen to.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I mean,
I got
do
no
you
complaints.
Do you prefer short form like YouTube videos or do you prefer podcasts?
I'm in a weird middle ground. So I have a lot of like, I have like a chart of like, I follow like a flow of like, I'm into this now or I'm into this or whatever. Right now it's kind of like, technology, it's actually ironically technology on YouTube, but specifically like late 90s PC hardware.
Oh
yeah, I know.
What a nerd.
what'd you call me? Offensively frugal.
Yeah, you're offensively frugal.
But yeah, no, it's just I follow weird trends.
I forgot. Okay, so we're gonna wrap up the show, but if you listen to it this long, sorry about this next piece. This was in my notes that I forgot about.
Oh, what is this?
I shaved my armpit for a joke.
Oh, no. Thank you. Oh, God. How'd it go?
So how did this happen? You were asking me.
Nope. No. I can tell you exactly how it happened. I remember very clearly. I told you because it was as the summer was or as the heat was building, you know.
Yeah.
A thing I do during the summer months is trim my armpit hairs because it lets my antiperspirant deodorant work better. Uh-huh. So I was like, Jared, I trimmed my armpits. I was really excited about it because it was very refreshing. And you told me that you didn't have armpit hair.
Right.
And knowing what a weirdly hairy fucker you were, I said, you're lying to me. That's a lie.
Uh-huh.
And then this is when you did the thing.
Well, I was like, yeah, I told him I didn't have any armpit hair. He didn't believe me. And he's like, send me a picture right now.
Oh, shit, I didn't believe you.
So I was like, okay, how quickly can I literally actually shave my armpit and deliver a picture that proves that I don't have armpit hair? And so I didn't think about it very long. I just ran and I just shaved my armpit, my left armpit. Yeah.
Can I just say that this is the best part about us is that this wasn't for content. Like,
yeah, this, no.
That wasn't for the podcast. We're like, oh, it'd be really funny to talk about. That was just because we're idiots.
Yeah, it was literally just a joke that only he would know about. I ran, shaved my armpit, and delivered a picture. Did you believe me?
No, because on that picture, there were a bunch of scratches from the razor.
It was fast. I had to do it fast.
It was a bunch of red marks. Like, I could clearly tell that you just shaved.
Anyway, he immediately was like, oh, dude, you're going to regret that. That's not good.
Oh, yeah. Then you had no idea what I was talking about.
Because the hair would grow back and I'd be itchy?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, my wife, Bridget, I mean, she's a woman who shaves and she shaves often. So I can see her when she, you know, if it's like she didn't shave for the, you know, for the day or whatever, like, because it just shit happens fast for people.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see her being like miserable, you know. So I was like, dude, you're going to hate it.
Well, the update here is I was fine.
That's crazy.
I was basically just laying there in fear for like 2 days being like, oh my God, it's going to be so terrible. Oh my God, it's going to be so terrible. But my hair on my left armpit has come back so much softer. Dude, it's so nice. It's so soft.
How much did it grow in this long? Like, how? It's been a couple weeks.
In there.
What?
Like an inch?
Compared to the other one, like, what's the length differential we're
maybe
working with here?
Maybe a little bit less than an inch. Oh, I mean, it's definitely not as long as my other one.
Wait, your hair grew an inch in a week?
Not that much. A little bit less than an inch. But it's very soft now. It's like...
Dude.
It's like, hey, man, I'm new hair. I'm glad to be here. That's what my armpit's saying.
You just made me uncomfortably measure my own armpit hair, and mine isn't that long.
What do you mean?
So... I trimmed mine. I didn't shave it like bare like you did. And my hair is shorter than yours in my armpit.
It's like I'm like a chia pet.
You have like turbocharged body hair.
Okay. Well, on that note, that's a show.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed this step away from reality for a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Go back to the world being on fire. This was episode number 21 of Recycle Bin. 2.5 years. Episode 21. We're fucking killing it.
Killing it.
Okay. That's it. I don't have anything else to say.
I love this podcast so much. I'm so excited for next week. I'm sure it's going to be terrible.
Okay. Let's record one right after this.
Sounds good.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.